This episode is brought to you by IVP. The Book of Ruth is usually viewed through a Hallmark-tinted lens, but there is so much more to the story. In her six-week Bible study, Redeemer, Bible teacher and retreat leader, Dorina Lazo Gilmore-Young, invites us to view the Book of Ruth through a different lens, one that helps us recognize how this story proclaims God's heart for the vulnerable. As Ruth's story unfolds, we discover that God is the main character and that He is the true Redeemer for Ruth and for us today. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Redeemer for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Numbers chapter 7, verses 1 through 59. The Leader's Offerings. When Moses had completed setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings, and he anointed and consecrated the altar and all its utensils. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their clans, made an offering. They were the leaders of the tribes. They were the ones who had been supervising the numbering. They brought their offerings before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, 1 cart for every 2 of the leaders, and an ox for each one. And they presented them in front of the tabernacle. The distribution of the gifts. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Receive these gifts from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tent of meeting. And you must give them to the Levites, to every man, as his service requires." So Moses accepted the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 carts and 4 oxen to the Gershonites, as their service required. And he gave 4 carts and 8 oxen to the Merarites, as their service required, under the authority of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But to the Kohathites he gave none, because the service of the holy things, which they carried on their shoulders, was their responsibility. The time of presentation. The leaders offered gifts for the dedication of the altar when it was anointed, and the leaders presented their offering before the altar. For the Lord said to Moses, "They must present their offering 1 leader for each day for the dedication of the altar." The tribal offerings. The one who presented his offering on the first day was Nachshon, son of Aminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nachshon, son of Aminadab. On the second day, Nathanael, son of Zuar, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. He offered for his offering 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels and 1 silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nethanel, son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, leader of the Zebulunites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elizur, son of Shedur, leader of the Reubenites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering. One gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliezer, son of Shedur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, leader of the Simeonites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Duel, leader of the Gadites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Duel. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Amihud, leader of the Ephraimites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Amihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, leader of the Manassehites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. The Lord leads the Israelites by the cloud. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, and from evening until morning, there was a fiery appearance over the tabernacle. This is the way it used to be continually. The cloud would cover it by day, and there was a fiery appearance by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the Israelites would begin their journey, and in whatever place the cloud settled, the Israelites would make camp. At the commandment of the Lord, the Israelites would begin their journey, and at the commandment of the Lord, they would make camp. As long as the cloud remained settled over the tabernacle, they would camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle many days, then the Israelites obeyed the instructions of the Lord and did not journey. When a cloud remained over the tabernacle a number of days, they remained camped according to the Lord's commandment, and according to the Lord's commandment, they would journey. And when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up the following morning, then they traveled on. Whether by day or by night, when the cloud was taken up, they traveled. Whether it was for 2 days or a month or a year, that the cloud prolonged its stay over the tabernacle, the Israelites remained camped without traveling. But when it was taken up, they traveled on. At the commandment of the Lord, they camped. And at the commandment of the Lord, they traveled on. They kept the instructions of the Lord according to the commandment of the Lord by the authority of Moses. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you for just the reminder that worship requires sacrifice, oh God. It's a sacrifice, oh Lord God, that you require, oh Lord God, that we live lives, oh God, that are in obedience to you, that we live lives, oh Lord God, that are pleasing to you. Your word shows that you had specifications for how the Israelites were to worship you, O Lord God. And we just thank you, O Lord, for your presence, O God, your Shekinah glory that led them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. Thank you, God, that your care and your presence is still with us to this very day, O Lord God. We thank you for that testimony within the scriptures, O Lord God, that we would know that you're with us as well. And thank you that we have the privilege to come before you boldly as we are. Come boldly, O Lord God, because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we come and we can come and ask you for what we need. And we know that you hear us, O Lord. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you always hear us, O Lord God, and that you're not far away and that you care about every single one of our concerns. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.